USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is rejecting Democrats' push for a clean debt limit increase. While speaking to reporters, the California Republican said he won't pass an increase without spending reform.
When Republicans were in the majority, we were able to pass that tax package. Revenue into the government has never been higher. It's the highest revenue we've ever seen in. So it's not a revenue problem, it's a spending problem.
President Biden has called on Congress to increase the limit without conditions, warning of a potential default after extraordinary efforts from the Treasury Department are exhausted on June 5th. President Biden will deliver the State of the Union address next week, but many Americans feel the nation is going in the wrong direction. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The majority of Americans only have a positive view on two things: the overall quality of life and the opportunity for a person to get ahead by working hard. The FBI will search former Vice President Pence's Indiana home for more classified material. Dave Collins with her.
The Wall Street Journal reports the search will occur in the coming days as the DOJ is in talks with Pence's legal team. This comes after Pence's attorneys recently disclosed several documents with classified markings. They were found at his home and later turned over to authorities.
At least 8 deaths, many traffic accidents, delayed and canceled flights, as well as hundreds of thousands of power outages, can all be blamed on severe winter weather that hit major cities in Texas, as well as parts of Arkansas and Tennessee.
It's an understatement to say it's been just a challenging 3 days for our area.
Kirk Watson is the mayor of Austin, Texas, which got hit hard along with the Dallas area. At the same time, forecasters are warning of treacherous winter conditions from Pennsylvania to Maine through tonight and into Friday morning. In and around Boston, dangerous wind chills could stretch into Friday night and Saturday. This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Police are still searching for the person who shot and killed a Sayreville, New Jersey councilwoman. Eunice Jumfer was found shot to death in her car outside her home Wednesday night. There apparently was around a dozen shots fired, and neighbors tell NBC4 they saw a guy talking to the councilwoman by her car before she was shot. No motives known. The former principal at a Virginia school where a 6-year-old shot a teacher says she did not know they brought a weapon to school that day.
The fact of the matter is that those who were aware that the student may have had a gun on the premises that day did not report this to Mrs. Newton at all.
Attorney Pamela Johnson Branch confirmed Brianna Foster Newton still works at Newport News Public Schools, but will be reassigned. The family of a W amputee is suing police in Southern California after he was shot and killed by officers last week. Video of the incident shows Anthony Lowe get out of his chair and crawl on the sidewalk away from Huntington Park officers before they shot him 10 times. Police in the town just south of Los Angeles claim Lowe stabbed someone earlier in the day. Some of the biggest U.S. companies are out with their fourth quarter earnings reports. Apple's overall sales for the quarter that just ended were about 5% lower compared with last year's. Meanwhile, Amazon reported fourth quarter results that beat analyst sales estimates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.